Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
720 WGN. I find him to be one of the most interesting people in Chicago. Howard Tallman joins us, the general managing partner at G2T3V, serial entrepreneur. It's sponsored by CareerVision.org, and his article on Inc.com is already published. It's titled Charisma is No Substitute for Capability. Of course, he doesn't choose that title, but I do find it interesting because you always say the truth, Howard, but, you know, the truth about how character, integrity, even competence too often take a backseat to the media-friendly or easy promotable personalities is so true. And that's not just in politics. That's in business. That's across the board. Whoever can get their message through clearly or connect with the audience they're targeting seems to come out on top.
Yeah, you know, it's an interesting thing. And you're right that it's not limited to any specific field or any kind of business. I mean, the truth is that people understand energy and passion better than facts. I mean, they, you know, we're attracted to motion, we're attracted to passion and energy. And, you know, it's very precarious because right now in Chicago, you know, we've had 4 years, and Lori Lightfoot was not an energetic mayor, but we've had 4 years of an experiment where we had an amateur, somebody with no real experience, running the city, and she ran it right into the ground. And now we're looking at the situation, and it's very interesting. We have a guy who's a good speaker but says very little, and then we have a guy who's, you know, blander and more, you know, sort of measured in everything he does. And, you know, what we're faced with is a really very complicated choice. The choice is, do we want somebody who knows what he's doing, but maybe we don't agree with everything, you know, in terms of his policies? Or do we want somebody who doesn't know anything, has no sort of business experience, and is this who we want running our city for the next 4 years? I mean, it's that stark, you know. I mean, it's a source of great concern for Chicago businesses, for Chicago tourism, for just about everything. And, of course, number one on the list is crime. And the city is, you know, in a tough, tough position. And you have a guy saying basically he wants to take resources away from the police, which all I can tell you is that, you know, in the circles that I travel in, we would love to see a policeman on every corner.
And so, Howard, you know, it's interesting because is this a new phenomenon? Because Lori Lightfoot never came across as a person with charisma.
No, I don't think it is. I think the phenomena is we always want something new. So now we have the media, and they're looking for, and this is true of local and national media, we're looking for a story, and the story of a guy who's a competent manager is nowhere near as interesting as a guy who's a brand new unknown commodity and who is, you know, burst on the scene. I mean, frankly, other than you and I who discussed it, very few people believe that Lori Lightfoot wasn't even going to make it into the runoff. So that's a story, you know, and so they're treating this guy as if he's the next Obama or the next whatever. And the problem is he doesn't have the chops. I mean, he doesn't have the experience. He's never run a business. And, you know, to run a $28 billion budget in our city every year is a staggeringly complicated task. And it's one where we can't turn it over to somebody who's going to try and learn on the job. It's just not going to work.
And, of course, there will be Brandon Johnson supporters who will argue every point of what you just said. But it is interesting the way we look at candidates these days. And I would imagine that if you have a big ad budget, the point of those ads are to paint your candidate the way you want them to be perceived. So how does Paul Vallis go about changing that idea? You identify him as being somewhat bland and maybe not,
well,
you know.
Well, you know, it's funny, but I'm not sure that he should change it, because when you look at Biden, you know, President Biden, I mean, we're not so unhappy with somebody who's actually getting some stuff done. You know, it's not the worst thing in the world to say, I'm stable and I'm in control and I'm competent. You know, that's not a curse, you know, these days. And so I think the you know, both of these guys, but particularly Vallis, spent a great deal of time trying to be above the fray. He was going to say what he was going to do, and he wasn't going to be negative. And now we're in the last couple of weeks, and now both sides have gone, you know, negative, trying to point out the deficiencies of the other guy rather than, you know, their own strengths, which always is horrible, you know. And
yeah, none of us like it. We don't like it, you know.
I really think that it's going to come down to just a matter of, do we want another experiment? Because, look, the last competition was between Tony Preckwinkle, who ran a gigantic organization. I mean, the Cook County, you know, organization and everything was an enormous thing, very close to running the city, frankly. And Laurie Lightfoot, who'd never run anything, and we ended up with Laurie Lightfoot, and that's where we ended up. I mean, not a happy result. So
why do you think Paul Vallis has not won he's run for a lot of offices here. What has been his downfall? What has kept him from winning?
Listen, he has, you know, he's been a better winner than he's been a candidate, in the sense that, you know, he ran the city budget, he ran the city schools. You know, when he's got the job, he's done a pretty competent job. I mean, you know, that's, you know, it's funny because they say that campaigning is, you know, screwing your enemies and governing is screwing your friends. The truth is, he did, once he was in office, I think he did a pretty good job for us. We had many years without school strikes. We had a budget that was slowly improving, although these pensions are going to be a nightmare for whoever gets, you know, into office these days. But the real question is, I mean, you know, do we want to take the risk of starting again with somebody with no background and no experience? And I just don't think that we can afford to do that. I listened to one of these forums where they ask each of them about their experience, and Brandon's answer was that he grew up in a home with one bathroom, and so he learned to be a good negotiator. You know, that to me isn't.
I think he has said more than that. But my guess is your vote is already cast, right? Have you already voted?
I actually voted yesterday. I absolutely did. I think that the greatest thing in the world for the city is early voting. And I think that, as I said, especially because the next 2 weeks are just going to be everybody throwing mud at each other, I think if you have made your mind up and you believe you've looked at the alternatives, that the best thing you can do is vote and get on with the rest of your life. And, you know.
Absolutely. All right. Thanks for joining us, Howard.
There. All right. Talk to you soon, Leif. Thank you.
Howard Tallman, General Managing Partner with G2T3V. I think you know where he stands on the election, and you can read his article on Inc.com, and I'll read a few of your text messages coming in responding to our conversation coming up. But Steve's news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.